is enough, and it's
time for a change.
It is Sunday, and you're listening to the Sunday Segway Wrestling Podcast.
We're in the big D tonight, baby, and we are live. Woo! Yes! Yes! Yes!
Don't you dare be sour!
You just made the list!
Hello, Seg Heads. It's your boy out here, Kenny Killer, doing the best in professional wrestling as he does every single week. And now we have an interview. Obviously, after every live show, we have an interview. And I've decided to do things a little bit different this week. So, today on the show, we have a married couple, Mike and Jade Galazia. Did I pronounce it right?
Yeah, close enough.
Okay. And, Mike has been into wrestling for a very long time, and he is married to Jade, and Jade wasn't into wrestling and now she is. So I decided to get these guys on the show and interview them and speak to them about how Jade got into wrestling, how Mike got into wrestling. They go to a load of shows around the UK, so I just thought it would be a really good opportunity to interview these guys. So let me introduce to you Mike and Jade Galazia. How are you doing?
Yeah, good.
Yeah, not too bad.
Right, so how do you pronounce your name then?
Galazia.
Right. Yeah. Galazia. Okay.
Like that.
<I'm not> sure. It's weird because obviously, Jade, I don't have to say your last name in work. So it's like... So, Segheads, just in case you don't know, or you probably don't, but me and Jade work with each other. So, you know, one, it's already unique to work with someone that also shares an interest like wrestling with you, but for it to be a woman as well is another unique thing. So another reason why I decided to interview you guys. So, so far, Mike, how's your day been?
Not too bad. I've barely got out of bed, to be honest. Yeah, I can't complain.
Have you got, you guys got a roast? Are you having a roast today?
No, we don't really do roast.
Not traditional British in that way, I guess.
Man, that's cool. That's what I like to, you know what, that's what I like to hear. Go against the grain. We do the same here on the Sunday Segment Wrestling Podcast. We have all different kind of opinions. We're not sheep. We don't have one track mind, so I like that. So that's cool.
I don't think it's trying to be different as much as just laziness.
Lazy. Yeah.
So Mike, we're gonna start off with you because you know you're the one that was into wrestling first. When did you, you know, when did you start your interest in wrestling? When did that begin?
Well, how old would it have been? Probably about, I don't know, 8 or 9 maybe. Mm-hmm. And it was, I don't know if you remember, when Cartoon Network used to change into like TNT after like 9 o'clock.
Yes, yes.
And WCW would then come on. And, yeah. And I used to get WCW for about an hour before my mum would come and shout at me to go to bed and stop watching that crap. So my introduction was, Monday Nitro, pretty much. And then you sort of, you know, going to school and you're like, oh, you watch this thing after Cartoon Network every night. Oh, WCW, you heard of it? And they were like, yeah, heard of WWF, mate. I'm like, sorry, what? And then, you know, you start, you know, buying tapes. You know, like the first WWF show I actually watched would have been probably WrestleMania 15.
Nice.
I think after a lot of begging, I got my mum to buy me that one for Christmas on VHS. And then, yeah, kind of snowballed from there, really.
See, that's interesting because yours almost mirrors mine as well, you know, how I got into wrestling. I mean, because you're from Bristol as well, right?
No, I live in Bristol, but I'm originally from Rugby, a little town just outside of Coventry.
I know where. Okay, nice. All right. So you're similar in regards to me, where I didn't have Sky or cable or the little black chip box. I never had, you know, I never had any of that. So I had to ask my dad to, you know, get his friends to tape it, and then we used to get it taped like that. So and it's interesting that WCW was the first thing you watched, you know, and not a lot of people of WCW being their first thing, so that's quite an introduction into, you know, into wrestling. And then, you know, WWF after, and WrestleMania 15, what a way to come into it. So okay, so did any particular wrestler spark, you know, an interest that made you continue to watch?
The Undertaker.
Hands down.
Hands down. Again, going back to WrestleMania 15, it's, you know, it's funny. If you look back at that pay-per-view now, the match you would pick out definitely would not be The Undertaker versus Big Boss Man in the Hell in a Cell.
Obviously.
But as a young Mikey, in a sort of watching that and watching him do the whole lifting Big Boss Man from the noose and the cage and stuff like that, like, what is this? And it's like, what is this guy, you know? You know, you see all the Ministry of Darkness doing their thing, and I know, I was just completely sort of blown away by it as a kid. And I say The Undertaker was sort of my favourite all the way up until his retirement.
And so, I mean, I suppose you might be similar into a lot of us here where, you know, being from the UK, we're not, you know, overexposed to wrestling. What was it like for you when you first realised not only could you watch wrestling live in UK, but also on your own doorstep?
I mean, it's only really been sort of, you know, recently, hasn't it, that the UK really picked up. I remember we had the wrestling channel, didn't we?
Mm-hmm.
Which was unique. And how we started to realize, it was only through the wrestling channel that I sort of realized, oh wow, there's not just WWE, or, you know, because obviously after WCW went down, that was it, you know. You know, all we had, I guess. And then, you know, we've got the wrestling channel coming on over in the UK, and it's like, what on earth is New Japan? What on earth is TNA? You know, and then you start seeing some of the smaller UK promotions, and you're like, oh, who's this? It's Doug Williams, and, you know, and then again, and much like originally with WWF, you know, kind of snowballs, and, you know.
I mean, this is WWE is definitely in a unique situation now, because where, you know, UK wrestling is so prominent right now, it's blazing at the moment, and hopefully it's going to continue to blaze. And before, where we, you know, we kind of had our hand out begging for more from WWE, and, you know, having them come over twice a year and waiting for that, and then all of a sudden now we got shows, really really good shows, you know, regionally. And locally, and, you know, we don't have to wait for WWE anymore. The best wrestling is outside of WWE, and yeah, it's great. So you were into wrestling from a very early age, number of years now. Then you meet the love of your life, your wife, and now, you know, she didn't begin to get into wrestling straight away. So Jade, when you first met Mike, did you know he was into wrestling?
I think he played it down a lot in the beginning. Like, he didn't unleash the full scale of session straight away. But yeah, so I knew it was a thing, and I sort of thought, because, like, I used to watch it a lot with my brother when we were little, but not seriously. So it was like the Attitude Era, when it was sort of like Rikishi is one I can remember, like, really prominently.
She remembers that ass.
So I, like, when I think our first couple of dates, if he happened to bring up wrestling, I'd be like, oh yeah, I know, like, The Rock and Triple H and things, but not really knowing much about it. And then I think it just slowly opened up to, oh my god, you watch a lot of wrestling.
Well, Mike, you did the right thing there, mate, because, you know, it's I always say people have their crazies, in air quotes, and you know, you don't really release your crazies until probably about 6 months in, you know, you just kind of let a little bit out. I did the same with my missus, but I mean, mine was just evident. You walk into my in my flat at the time, and I just had, like, wrestling tapes, DVDs, just, you know, everywhere. So yeah, you definitely did the right thing there.
The timing was quite right, because around the time the W Network was coming out, so just sort of selling all my DVDs, thinking, well, I get it all for, you know, get it all for $9.99 a month now. So just point in having all these DVDs and stuff, so it just kind of came around my time, really. And
I mean, for some reason, you know, you could, well, not for some reason, but for most women, you would think that, you know, it's a deal breaker, you know, oh, he's into wrestling, because obviously growing up, you know, there's a stigma behind wrestling, especially being the age that we're at, and people say, oh, you know, that's for kids, or why are you watching that, you know, it's fake, right? The worst thing you could ever say to a wrestling fan is it's art, it's choreography, it's art, okay? So for most women, you know, it would be a deal breaker. But why wasn't it a deal breaker for you, Jade?
I don't know, really, because, like, we had loads of other interests, like music and festivals and things, and I guess it just sort of, I just accepted it, and just, we just went along with it. I don't think we really watched many live shows right in the beginning. I think we went to Batman's to watch a live show.
It was one of the houses we were doing, but that was probably a mistake in my first introduction. But I kind of thought that as like, oh, it's part of a holiday. You're on holiday.
Tiny little box. I was like, what is this weekend?
Love, like, when you get to see Dolph Ziggler versus the Miz in a house show match. Don't worry,
that's
good.
Probably the first wrestling feature I ever
got. Oh my god! You got the red coats standing right next to the ring, just like going to all the fans, cheer!
Yeah.
Oh, good. Okay, so as time gone on, you know, Jade, you slowly became a wrestling fan. What was the turning point?
I think I would say progress, because I guess, like, watching WWE, I thought, oh, it's really glossy. It's a bit not fake, obviously, but very, like,
polished.
Staged and polished, yeah. So I don't think I enjoyed that element of it. Mm-hmm. And then we went to Progress show last year before.
It was January last year. It was there. Oh no, December last year.
Yeah,
the unboxing show they do.
Yeah. Like, oh my god, everybody's really drunk and like the wrestlers walk around with you and I'm like, what is this? This is like really amazing. So I was kind of like, oh, okay, there's like this underground sort of wrestling thing as well. Movement, yeah. So I was like, oh, this is cool, I can get with this.
Nice. I mean, I'm still trying to get my missus to come to a wrestling show. I don't think she ever will, but you know, when you get a partner who joins you on that journey, she's a keeper. Definitely she's a keeper. But I remember my first indie show actually was at Progress. You know, I've been watching wrestling for so many years and I had never gone to an indie show. I didn't even know I had wrestling, you know, there was wrestling I could go to you know, locally and in London and stuff like that. So my first show was Progress, I think it was chapter 20, which was the Thunder Bastard one where Will Ospreay won the title off Jimmy Havoc for the first time. Yeah, that was my first entrance into it. And again, just like you, Jade, it was weird and, you know, walking around and seeing like the wrestlers just walking by me and stuff, and you just just so weird, like, you know. And then I went to Rev Pro after that, and I just see AJ Styles and met Nakamura, and you're like, wait, what is going on, you know? And Too Sweet in Gallows and Anderson and stuff. It's just, yeah,
like,
it's just
Did you just, with, especially with the WWE stuff, you just think they're celebrities and they don't ever mingle with like normal people, and then you go somewhere like Progress and they just hang around like they're one of you.
It's so surreal, especially when you meet these guys before they end up on WWE TV. You know, I did the same thing with AJ Styles and Nakamura. You know, I met them and then all of a sudden they're on, you know, WWE TV, and it's like, man, you know, they are just like everyday people, you know.
Yeah.
Talk to that guy.
Yeah.
So apart from Progress, which promotions are you guys, you know, do you guys go and see?
Chaos. Yeah, do the Pro Wrestling Chaos ones, the local ones there.
Shout out to Dave.
Yeah. That's pretty much the only other one I've managed to drag you along to. I want to get out to a Revpro show. I watch a fair bit of Revpro on their demand, but I've not managed to get out to their shows because whatever ungodly reason, they like to run a lot of shows on a Thursday, don't they? Which is, other than that, pretty much any sort of indie show that might be on in the area we're in, you know. We keep meaning to get out to an attack show as well, because that looks really good. We've done a Fight Club.
Yeah.
Fight Club show. You can do that. I've done a Fight Club show. So I'll drag Dave to that one.
So there's a lot of, especially a lot of local ones that you guys are, you know, that you're attending, which is great. You know, massive support to all the, you know, the local guys, especially Pro Wrestling Chaos. Dave, you know who you is, Mr. Yule. I'm going to a lot of Chaos shows now knowing that it's on my doorstep. So I go into work and me and Jay talk about it every now and again, especially when she does Progress. So I don't get to go that much, so I get my info from Jay.
I'm like, do you want spoilers or are you gonna wait a week for it?
And
you're like, no, just tell me.
Just tell me. So who are your favorite current wrestlers? I'll start off with Jade first.
Jack Sexton. I love him.
Explain why.
Oh, I love like what he stands for, and he's just so like chilled and flamboyant. I just love it. I love stuff like that. And I think like Dolph Ziggler would have been the WWE when I first got into it, and that's kind of similar. Yeah, that's faded off, but it's a similar sort of really eccentric, flamboyant ones. Yeah.
Okay. And what about you, Mike?
Currently, because I watch a lot of New Japan as well, so you know, your Kenny Omegas, your Okadas, your Naitos, you know, they're all right up there for me. You know, talking about British guys, you know, all the British strong style guys, you know, Pete Dunne, Trent, Tyler. Pretty much the obvious ones, really. I've always had a soft spot for Jimmy Havoc. You know, he was pretty much what got me into Progress, you know. First Progress show I ever watched live was when they were doing the festivals, and they were doing Download Festival.
Yeah.
And it's Jimmy walking out there being Jimmy, you know, and you're like, what is this? This is brilliant. And then you look into it and you look over his title and stuff like that. And you're like, yeah, I'm in. You know,
yeah, he's a yeah, definitely. I mean, was it last year, the year before? He was one of the biggest heels out there, you know, in the whole world. So, yeah, props to Jimmy Havoc. I mean, the first time I met him, he was walking into the ring with a massive axe. I was like, what the hell? what's going What's this guy doing? Like, what's going on? Man, so, okay, that's an interesting wrestlers there. Mike, you're my dude. You're into New Japan. That's my ish right there. Are you watching the G1 at the moment?
I am a little bit behind. I'm on day 3, I think. Because when it's like every day like this, trying to keep up with it all, especially because, you know, James, you're not overly into your. No. Well, when I say not overly, I'm not into it. into the Japanese stuff.
No, why not, Jade?
I think it's because I like to put that much time into it. I just don't have that much time. Mike's like obviously obsessed with wrestling, and that's his thing. So he puts all the time into that.
Okay.
I suppose as well, like with something like Progress or something like that, like it's easily, you can sort of connect to it, you know, quite easily. But I think with New Japan or any sort of, you know, of the foreign companies, you know, CMML, New Japan, whatever, I think you have to really put the effort in to sort of break that, I don't want to say the language barrier, but you know, there is a certain, like, it's very different, isn't it? You know, and once you sort of put that effort in, you sort of get into it, you know, well, actually, this is rock bollocks, you know?
So, okay, Mike, do you watch it in English or Japanese?
I will watch it in English if it's available, but I think I, after hearing the G1 special with JR, I think I might have to go back to Japanese. But
mate, I have to listen to it in Japanese. I can't do the I just feel it loses its all, its like authenticness, and I just feel like the English guys don't have as much they don't have as much kind of they don't go too crazy, they don't have as much kind of, they don't bring it out as much as the Japanese guys do. I mean, when you're going to them near falls and you've got the guy, because I don't even need to hear, I don't even need to understand what they're saying. I don't need that. It's just the way they carry on. You know, it just kind of, you kind of feel it. Yeah. But, I mean, Jade, you should be quite selective about matches in New Japan that you watch, especially if you're going to watch guys that you know. So if you do watch anything, watch Ibushi against Naito from night one, I think. That was nuts. And also watch Ibushi against Zack Sabre Jr. because you know them both. So that match from night 3, again, was nuts, man. But yeah, I'm on day 4 at the moment. I'm lucky that I got a week off next week, so I'm gonna try and I can watch it as much. Okay, so this year you guys went to, you know, the Download Festival. I believe you guys been more than once, but you saw NXT. What was it like for one? And then the other question with that is, you know, they're unique by mixing music and wrestling, and does it work?
Totally. There was one moment at Download this year where you've probably heard about it, where they did the, you had a Mark Andrews fan, Junior, up on stage, and as they finished their set, Pete Dunne comes and attacks him from behind, and you know, and as that was getting around, you know, the site, you know, they sort of announced, oh yeah, they're gonna have a UK title match sort of, you know, later in the day, and that title match clashed with A Day to Remember, and I just remember running between A Day to Remember on the main stage back to the NXT tent to see if Andrews and Dunn had started, back and forth, and you know, it was one of the coolest days of my life. Remember, Pete Dunne, Mark Andrews, it does really work. You know, Triple H has got that down to a T with NXT, you know, with NXT sort of going into that festival market, and basically just crowd develop for it, and you know, some of the best NXT shows I've seen have been at Download Festival this year and last year.
Nice. I think I think once Triple H takes over, or hopefully, I think you'll see WWE change a lot, and it will become less complacent. And just start to, I say that even though they're, you know, they had the CWC and, but look what's happened there, but they've got the women's tournament, which I cannot wait to see. But yeah, I think there'll be a lot of changes. And the thing, you know, mentioning the Mark Andrews and Pete Dunne stuff is great, because you had a shoot situation there where you had, you know, him playing his band, which is very, very real. He's playing, you know, music, and then all of a sudden you just have Pete Dunne come out and just clock him. So you have no choice but to kind of intertwine this, the two, you know. It's a shoot setting, so you think it's a shoot.
You know? Yeah. And especially people who were just sort of, you know, people who were just passing by don't know the first thing about wrestling.
Like, oh, they just think, getting
beaten up. Yeah, they're like, oh, this sounds like a quite cool little pop punk band. Let's go in and see them. Like, what the hell is going on here? You know? Sort of brings in new people then, doesn't it?
Yeah, definitely. I guarantee someone, one of them probably went to William Regal and was like, yo, can we do this, please? Like, this would work so much. And yeah, it definitely, hands down, it did, because on the dirt sheets were going mental. Like, all these like photos and videos and stuff, it was going crazy. All right, so do you guys have any funny road stories when traveling to shows?
Oh, God. not really.
I think there's been any like close calls with coaches. I guess I'm very
good, so. No, you know, it's quite cool, like, especially when you're, you know, doing something like progress, and sort of, you get it all done in one day, don't we? Mm-hmm. Usually sort of about the same day, so we're usually pretty knackered on the way home. Yeah. You know, I'm surprised you've never fallen asleep and missed our stop before.
Yeah, but I bet you're not too knackered for some bang bang chicken.
Oh, too right, too right. We could do a
whole
podcast on Bang Bang Chicken.
Mate, listen, I keep telling people about this, and they're like, what's that? And I'm like, dude, like, I can't even explain. Right. Just go, it's, you know, like, just, you need to try some. You just need to try it. I don't even know what's in it. I don't care. It tastes good.
Don't want to know.
And my mate that lives in London, who goes progress, he's got like a season ticket. I said to him, bruv, okay, you need to send me some Bang Bang Chicken in the post. I will eat that all day. Okay, so do you guys prefer indie wrestling to the main promotions then? Is that a silly question?
I do.
Yeah, well, can you call like New Japan an indie promotion, you know?
No, I regard them as one of the main promotions, you see. So.
Yeah, same here. So I would say New Japan is, I would say, my favorite promotion, closely followed by Progress. But in general, yeah, there's just, especially if you're talking about going to live shows, I would much rather go to an independent show than a WWE show at this point, because, I mean, just this year, I went to SmackDown House Show Cardiff. And you think, oh, of course, you've got Shinsuke, you've got AJ, oh, this should be brilliant, you know? And sort of, unfortunately, the whole thing just fell a bit flat, because when you're doing like your Progress and Chaos shows and your Progress shows and Pro shows or whatever, like either side of that, and then you, especially when you've got the UK guys now on the house shows, and they're going out there, and thinking, oh, here we go, you know, Pete Dunne, Trent Seven, and they've only got, you know, 5 minutes or whatever, and, you know, you're sort of thinking, wow, I kind of would rather be at an indie show, to be honest. You know, for what price? You know?
Yeah, no, I definitely get that.
Yeah, and, you know, that's not, you know, taking a massive dig at WWE for saying, oh, they should go more out on house shows, you know, I get it, you know, the house show, you're going to, these guys are going to take it easy, but, you know, I just don't see the point in spending £50 plus on a ticket where you're not going to get as good a show as if you'll pay £15 for a ticket at your local one, you know?
Yeah, no, I definitely agree with that. Definitely agree with that. Okay, so we have come to the end of the interview now. So what I want to say is, what shows will you guys be attending next?
The next one we're both doing together is probably the Ali Pali show for Progress.
I will see you there.
See you there. And I'm doing the Ring of Honor War of the World UK show in London.
Nice.
Doing that one. And then probably just sort of keep our ear to the ground on the pro wrestling chaos show. See what's on.
We've got a free weekend.
Yeah, if we've got the night off, we'll just sort of get tickets on the day, like, you know. And then sort of, yeah, see what else comes up, really.
All right, so would you guys do a WrestleMania?
I would love to do a WrestleMania. It's kind of a bit... it's a bit of a downer. I've not really enjoyed the last couple of WrestleManias. But, you know, I've enjoyed certain parts of it or certain matches, but as a whole experience, you know, the 5-hour show is now, you know, it's a lot to get through. And I do, gotta be honest, I kind of get bored watching the WrestleManias now. But even with that said, it's still a dream of mine to get out there and do one. So I think once you're there, the atmosphere of it, fantastic, you know.
Yeah, I'm definitely planning to go at some point. I mean, I get married next year, so you count that year out. So yeah, it'll be it'll probably be the
and count the year after as well. Yeah, get rid of that ain't happening.
Oh no, I was planning the year after. Oh, I'm gonna have to rule that one out. I tell you what though, I would love to go to a Royal Rumble because that's my favorite pay per view. Like, I would love to go to a Royal Rumble.
New York.
Yeah.
Yeah,
let's go
watch that.
In a bar, yeah, in a bar. Because we booked the honeymoon like before they announced the venue for the Royal Rumble.
Oh.
And I was checking the dirt sheets every day. Please be New York. Somewhere around, you know, somewhere in that area. Please, please, please. And then they couldn't have announced it further away. You know, it was like San Antonio, wasn't it?
Yeah.
so we watched it in a little bar in New York. And it was fantastic. It was just the experience of... Well, it was nice to just be able to watch it at like 7 o'clock, you know, and not 1 o'clock in the morning.
Oh my days, yeah. I mean, could you imagine the hype, especially if it come to America, come to New York? Because you know, when WWE is in town, everyone else kind of throws all these kind of shows in the same area. So, you know, that'll be so crazy. Yeah. There'll be some crazy shows out there, man. Okay, so Jade and Mike, I want to thank you for giving, you know, me this time, especially and letting all the segheads know about, you know, you guys and how you got into wrestling and stuff. It was, you know, it was definitely great speaking to you guys. And please make sure as well, guys, that you check out all your local you know, indie promotions wherever you are in the world. Show some support because they are doing their thing right now, trying to make waves, you know, in this wrestling business so that we all love. So make sure you guys do that. So guys, you can follow us, that's at Sunday Segway. Segway spelled S-E-G-U-E. You can follow me, that's at Kinny Killer, that's K-I-L-L-A. And if you don't like that, you can choke on that, slap nuts. Woo!